This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Steve Lomax's Britpop Timeline.
It's Tim Sherritt, and it was my 18th birthday party. And I got a few friends together and decided that we'd put on a bit of a party. Had a word with a friend of mine who was running Crazy House in Liverpool. Managed to blag the venue for free for the night. I was managing a band at the time called Honey. They were playing on the night. Also, a few of my friends were playing in a band called Smaller. They had some mates of theirs who were playing in a band in Manchester and asked if they could come along and play for the night, which turned out to be Oasis. Hello, I'm Jason Riley. I'm in a band called Small, who later became Smaller, and we played at the Crazy House with Oasis in 93. I remember, it was Tim's birthday, and he goes, I'm hiding the Crazy House, do you want to play? And we went, what do you mean, do we want to play? Of course we want to play, you know, it's the Crazy House, everyone wants to play the Crazy House. And then we said, hold on, we know this band from Manchester called Oasis, would you mind if they come down and played? He went, no, not at all, no. He goes, what are they like? I said, oh, but don't worry about it, they're good. To be honest, there was only about 100 people there. When Oasis were on, because Tim's mates sort of hadn't seen them before, half of them weren't even watching them. I remember looking around going, there was people in boobs over there when they were on, and I'm going, why aren't they here watching this band, you know, because they were amazing. So it turned out that we went on second, and then the real people turned up, and they'd done a stint, they went on, and then Oasis went on at the very end, and I couldn't believe how confident he was being in an unsigned band. I've never seen anyone that confident who, they totally believed in themselves. You could see by watching them at the time, they were definitely going to do something. And if I had any money, I remember thinking at the time, if I had any money at that time, I would have invested it in them, because I've never seen an unsigned band that good before. I haven't seen one since.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Steve Lomax's Britpop Timeline.